Welcome to the Keynote Podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
Now, before we get into the Word this morning, just had a simply tremendous, amazing weekend with our churches in Italy. And so Pastor Giorgio and all the folks there send their greetings. It's been an absolutely outstanding weekend, for which we praise the Lord. No doubt the news has spread now that Abigail and Chris got engaged on Monday. For those of you who don't know, that's two students from last year. While they were here, they kept the rules. And look, hasn't taken them long to get engaged. So that's the first of my grandchildren to be engaged. Praise God, I don't have to pay for the wedding. As far as I know. But what are grandparents for? Now, let's get into the Word of God. Turn to John 15. I'm happy this morning. In fact, I'm bouncing around all over the place. I don't bounce physically so much these days, but inwardly I'm bouncing, jumping for joy, freedom. Nothing can contain us. I don't know how you can just sit there. Well, perhaps by the end of the word you'll be bouncing around. I'm sure Pastor Jonathan will be now. Okay, verse 7. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. Now, was Jesus serious when he said that?
Yes.
Is this the word of God? Yes. Is he the yes and the amen to all the promises of God? Yes? So he is serious that he intends us to be in the place where we ask whatever we wish and it will be given us. Is that right? Isn't that what he's saying? And you've heard me say before that the Greek word translated wish there means wish. Whatever you want. Okay. Then he says, this is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit. How's the fruit going to be produced? Not so much by your striving and straining, but by you praying and knowing that you get from God whatever you ask. That will accomplish a lot more than all your effort. Right, now, Paul said a very interesting thing to Timothy. And it's absolutely amazing in its scope of what it really means, because he says that God has lavished his grace upon me. Anybody believed he's lavished his grace upon me? Right. Okay. He has lavished his grace upon me together with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Now, let me ask you, in Christ, is it his faith or your faith? Some of you don't look certain. I mean, simple question, is it his faith or his faith? Just for all the doubters amongst you, it is his faith. Okay. And is it his love or your love? So God has lavished upon us his grace and his faith, as well as his love. Now, we often state the truth that he has poured his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. But what Paul is also saying here is that he has lavished his faith, his faith, his faith, his, not faith in him, but his faith.
Amen. Come on.
So inside you, you have his faith. Now, Jesus' faith never failed. So you have within you the faith that never fails. Not a little bit of it. He's lavished the grace. He's lavished his faith. He's lavished his love. Lord, make him bounce up and down a little something. Amen? Yes. Am I the only person of faith here this morning? His faith in you. Now, you remember Jesus said that he spoke only the words his Father gave him to speak. Do you think Jesus ever spoke when he prayed? Goodness me. That is a simple question. I just think every person in this room is able to answer the question. Do you think Jesus ever spoke when he prayed? So when he prayed, he spoke only the words his Father gave him to speak.
That's it. Very good.
Amen? Yes. And if the Father gave him the words to speak when he prayed, and then Jesus prayed those words, what do you think the Father did? Oh, come on. Wow. And what does Paul say? Pray at all times in the Spirit. We don't know how we ought to pray, but the Holy Spirit enables us. So what's he saying? Well, the Holy Spirit will give you what to pray. And because God gives you what to pray, God will answer it. So Jesus says, if you live in me and my words live in you because you're listening to what I say and you're praying the words I give you to pray. Can you understand that the prayers that originate with you are those that seem to get stuck somewhere between here and heaven? But when the words you pray come from heaven, there is an answer in heaven and from heaven and therefore on the earth. Amen! So let's just listen to the prayer promises of Jesus. I've got them all lined up here in anything you ask, so. Whatever you ask in my name. Now, when Jesus says whatever, he means. And whatever means, whatever. So whatever you ask in my name. Now, if the Lord gives us what to pray, obviously we can pray that in his name. Can't we? It's come from him, we can pray it in his name. So whatever you ask in my name, I will Do it. He doesn't say I could do it, or I should do it, or I might do it, or I think about doing it, or possibly if I'm in a good mood, I'll do it, or if you've combed your hair properly this morning, I'll do it. No, he says, I will do it. Now, is Jesus not the yes and the amen to all the promises of God? Is that a promise from God? Does he mean what he say? Is this the word of God that will never change? Is this the God, word of God that is true in every situation? So we've only got to believe it. Whatever, anything, I will. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. So it's not just for our benefit that he would do it, but because the Father is going to be glorified in the Son. And what we're doing is praying in his name and for his glory. Yes, yes, yes. You better all come out on ministry with me for a while, and then you'll get... Oh, rasata bagabasito ba. Right. If you ask anything. Now, before he said whatever, here he's saying anything in my name. And if we hear it, if God gives us what to pray, it will be in his name. So if you ask anything in my name, anything. I could do it, no. I might do it, no. I should do it, no. I will do it. Amen. So we've just read, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, if they live in you, because you believe them, hallelujah. Ask whatever you will and it shall be done for you. Look, even Finland's getting exciting. I mean, if Finland can get excited, anybody can get excited. Hallelujah. Truly, truly, I say to you, which means that this is true. Oh, you're getting quick now. Revelation is starting to flow here. Truly, truly, I say to you, if you ask anything of the Father, so if we ask Jesus, it's going to work. If we ask the Father, what does he say? He will give it to you in my name. Not he might, or he could, or he'll think about it, or it's possible, but not yet. No, the promise is he will give it to you. Sure, certain faith is being sure of what we hope for, certain of what we do not see. You know, this book was written when God first witnessed all these truths to my heart and said, right now, anything you ever pray, you should expect me to answer. Yeah. And never with the word no. Always yes, because he is the yes and the amen to the promises of God. He's not the no to the promises of God. Ask. And you might receive. No. You could receive. No. You will receive. You know, in Scripture, something is only repeated for emphasis. So if it's repeated this many times over, it's with great emphasis. Jesus really means it. Ask and you will receive. That your joy may be full. Anybody want to be full of joy?
Yes.
because I seem to be the only person here at present that's full of joy. I don't know what else you're full of, but I'm full of joy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because when you're full of faith, you're full of joy. One or two getting in on the act. Whatever you ask in prayer, whatever, anything, whatever, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Not could be, might be, maybe, will be. Is this emphatic enough? Are we getting this? Again, I say to you, if any of you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. And you do have faith. Because the Lord has lavished upon you all the faith that is in Christ Jesus. So you can't look miserable. Oh, I'm full of faith. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's not very convincing, is it? If you're full of faith, it's going to show. Full of expectation. So what does this mean? It means when you pray, if you're listening to the Lord and praying what he tells you to pray, it shall be, it will be, anything, whatever.
Come on.
Always.
Come on.
Why? Because you're praying with the faith that he has lavished upon you. Is this good or is this good?
Very good.
See, it's the word of God, so it's excellent. All I'm doing is quoting the scriptures. Whatever you ask, anything you ask, anything, anything. If you're praying with the faith that is in Christ Jesus, anything. Okay, so let's go back to the first scripture that we quoted from John 15. Because it looks as if there's still a little bit of work to be done on some of you. I mean, otherwise we could just stand up now and get anything we ask. So, if you abide, live, continue to live in me, that's a condition, isn't it?
Yes.
And my words continue to live in you, that's a condition, yes?
Yes?
And you will receive whatever you ask in prayer if you believe, that's a condition, yes?
Yes.
So it seems that if we're really going to have the prayer lives that God wants us to have, we need to fulfill those conditions.
Yes.
Yeah. We live in him, his word lives in us, and we believe.
Come on.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's take each of those in turn. Paul says, doesn't he, in Ephesians 1:13, that you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of our salvation. Having believed, you are marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a guarantee of our inheritance that is to come. You all need to know that one by heart so that you can bring people the revelation of the fact that they are in Christ and when they were put into Christ. Amen? Okay. So, God has put us into Christ. We know that, yes? So Jesus is saying, continue to live where you've been put. You don't have to try to get into Christ. He put you into Christ. All you've got to do is to continue to live there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jesus says a little bit later that we are to abide in his love. And of course, if you abide in Christ, you're abiding in his love. If you're abiding in his love, you're abiding in Christ, because you can't separate Christ from his love or love from Christ. Amen. I'm taking this slowly so you can digest it as we go. So, all you've got to do then is seek to obey what he is saying, because he says, you will remain in my love, you will remain in me if you obey my commands, just as I remain in the Father's love by obeying his commands. So in other words, God isn't going to really fulfill these promises in the lives of rebels. That don't want to do his will. But if we're devoted to doing his will, then these promises, well, we can tick the first box. The first condition, right? That we are living in him. That we're continuing to live in him. Because we're continuing to walk in his ways. That's our intention, right? We may not always do that perfectly, but that is what we are doing. We're not walking in our ways, we're walking in his ways. So if we're walking in his ways, we're living to please him, we're not living to please ourselves. And you see, if we're living in him, and he says you ask anything you wish, well, we won't wish for anything that isn't consistent with what is in him.
Yes, absolutely.
So he's actually safe. He knows that we're, you know, we're not going to pray for things after the flesh. There may be things we want in the flesh, but we know those aren't included in the anything and the whatever, because they're not in Christ.
Yes.
There's nothing good in the flesh, he says, but there can't be anything bad in Christ. So the flesh isn't in Christ.
Yes.
You are in Christ.
Yes.
Come on. Come on.
Yes.
Yeah. Come on.
Is this all right?
Yes.
So we can tick the first box. If you abide in me and my words live in you. Now, those words have to include all these promises.
Yes.
That we believe they are his word. We believe they are the words of eternal life. We believe they're the words of truth. That heaven and earth will pass away, but these words will never pass away. These promises are for all eternity.
Yes.
These are the eternal promises of God. They couldn't end with the first generation.
Amen.
They couldn't, because it's the eternal word of God. They've got to include healing, because Jesus says whatever. He didn't say whatever except healing.
Yes.
Yes. Come on. Very good.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
He didn't say anything except the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Come on.
Yeah.
See, he said whatever. He said anything.
Amen.
Anything that is in Christ is yours, right?
Yeah.
Because he's lavished his grace together with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Come on.
Amen? So, can we tick box number two? That his word lives in us because we believe his word.
Yes.
We're praying according to the promise of his word. We're not just praying our words and hoping that there's, are you there, Lord? Are you listening to me? You see, the point is, if he gives us what to pray, he must be listening.
That's it.
He must be aware of you. Because he's the one that told you what to pray.
Yes.
This might be a bit too deep for some of you, but just pray for revelation and you'll keep up.
Come on.
Amen? If he speaks to you, he must be aware of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you're living in him, he must be aware of you, because he knows who's living in him.
Amen.
And if Christ is in you, he must be aware of you because Christ knows where he is.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. Amen.
Come on.
Yes. Have you all been asleep for the last week while I've been away or what? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So can we tick box number two?
Yes.
We're living in him. His word is living in us.
Yes.
The third one is if we have faith. Well, wait a minute. He's lavished his faith upon us to along with his grace and love. So we must have his faith. We haven't got to try to believe. We've got to exercise the faith that he has put within us.
Very good. Come on.
Yes.
Amen.
That's it.
Oh, but Pastor, my prayers. That's the point. They haven't worked because they were your prayers.
Yes.
And not his prayers.
Very good.
His prayers always work.
That's
whatever, anything.
Yeah. Come on. Yes.
He will.
Yes.
He will. He will. He will.
Yes.
Come on. You know, if ever you are to lead a prayer meeting, you always need, before you go to the prayer meeting, to have heard from God.
Yes.
So you know what he's telling you to pray and how he's telling you to pray that. So that what you are doing is putting into effect what has begun in heaven and will then realize its purpose as it returns to heaven. You see, if you just watch my hands for a moment. I mean, we'll just sort of put heaven above there and earth beneath there, just for the sake of illustration. If something begins in heaven, God tells us to pray this so it can be outworked on earth. We pray it in obedience to him, and the prayer goes up to heaven, having accomplished the word, the reason for which it was sent.
Yes. Come on.
He sent you that word to pray so that that prayer would be effective.
Yes.
You know, I have a bit of a struggle when we want to pray for a subject and everybody sort of gets in groups and everybody's praying their prayer and there's not necessarily any revelation in it. Everybody's praying what they think rather than what they've heard. Whereas when we're led in prayer by someone who has heard from God, the prayer has God's direction.
Yes. Yeah.
Awesome. Yes. Yeah. Are you understanding me?
Yeah.
It's okay if the people in the group are listening to God and praying what God is giving them to pray. But you see, God has got a much better grasp of the situation than you have. And you can be praying, Lord, do boom, 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 boom. And he says, no, that's not the right thing to do. If you only listened to me, you'd pray for what is the right thing to do.
Yes.
So you seem to get a no. But actually, now listen to me, actually, in God's eyes, you're not really praying.
Yeah.
You see, what Jesus is saying in all these scriptures that we've looked at is this is what God regards as prayer.
Yes.
And this is why Paul says pray at all times in the Spirit. This is why he says you don't know or we don't know how we ought to pray.
Yeah.
But the Holy Spirit helps us.
Yes.
He shows us. He gives us the words. He shows us what to pray. He shows us what to believe because we've got the faith of Christ in us. We can believe whatever he tells us to believe. Amen.
Yes.
Now, I believe in the faithfulness of God.
Yes.
So if he says he will do something, he will do it. There's absolute, that is beyond dispute. There can be no argument. There's not even a discussion about it. If he says he will do something, he will do it. Now, this shows us what immense trust God has put in us. Because, you see, he has ordained that his purposes on earth shall be outworked through prayer. This is how God has chosen to work, which is why Jesus was the man of prayer when he was on earth.
Yes.
Why he went off and prayed all night, you know. He knew that he could not fulfill his ministry without prayer.
Yeah.
So, if that was true for Jesus, it will certainly be true for us. He has ordained that his purposes shall be fulfilled through prayer. Now, the reason why God has spoken to us about this renewing of our minds is so that we will know the good, acceptable, perfect will of God. In other words, our prayer is not going to be motivated by wrong mindsets. By our own human, soulish mindsets, but by the mindsets that the Holy Spirit is creating within us. Now, we know, don't we, that in our spirits, not in the soul, but in the spirit, we have the mind of Christ.
Yes.
Right, now, these promises are going to be fulfilled in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Now, look, just put it all together. Come on now. Use your spiritual sense here. You have the mind of Christ. You have the faith of Christ. You have the word of Christ. You have the promises of Christ. They're not elusive. They're actually within you. And Peter says, through these very great and precious promises, we are able to participate in the divine nature. That's amazing. There is absolutely nothing that we lack. Now, you've got to translate that personally, so that you are saying, I have the word of Christ, the faith of Christ, and it'll be faith working through love. I have the love of Christ. I have the mind of Christ. I have the promises of Christ. I have Christ in me. So I'm qualified for this. Okay, next point. If this is how God intends, if this is the way he has ordained that he is going to work here on earth, he will want to ensure that you hear what he's saying when you pray. If he knows that effective prayer is dependent upon hearing from him, he's going to be speaking. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's not going to say, yeah, na, 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 you got it wrong, didn't you? He's going to say, no, 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 listen, and you'll get it right.
Yes.
He's not out to trip you up or to make it difficult. Prayer makes you a channel of heaven on earth. Prayer means that God can fulfill through you that his kingdom will come and his will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Amen.
Now this is the significance of prayer, isn't it? This is the importance of prayer. And Jesus says, you see, if two of you, just two, are tuned into the mind of Christ, so you're both listening, and you both agree in your faith that I will do what I'm saying, it's a done deal.
Yes.
Only two. You know, if you have a need, you don't need to broadcast it so there's many, many, many people praying for you. Just find someone else that agrees with you. That's all you need. Just find someone else that will agree, and it's a done deal. Jesus says, it will be done by my Father in heaven.
That's it. Very good.
Now, the interesting thing in all these prayer promises is it doesn't seem to matter whether you're praying to Jesus or you're praying to the Father. Or whether you're praying to the Father in the name of Jesus. Because, of course, although they are the two persons, or two of the three persons of the Trinity, and the Holy Spirit, of course, is the third one who's going to bring you the Word, they are always in total accord and unity. Jesus actually said, when you pray, say, Father. It seems that he puts the emphasis on praying to the Father in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
But he says, if you ask me for anything, then I will do it. So, you know, you've got either option. And you'll probably find that sometimes you're praying to the Father 1 minute and Jesus the next.
Yeah, that's true.
And God doesn't cancel out the prayer through confusion. They both end up in the same place. Okay, now, if you read the book of Revelation, which I'm sure you do before you go to sleep every night, just have good dreams, good visions in the night. But if you read the book of Revelation, you will see that in heaven, the prayers of the saints. And believe it or not, and I'm having to exercise all my faith to believe it this morning, you are saints.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Come on.
So your prayers ascend to the heavenly nostrils as sweet incense.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So he is aware, you see, he sniffs your prayers.
Come on. It's true.
Why? Because if they are prayers that come from the work of the Spirit in us, they're going to smell sweet. Because they're full of faith.
Yes.
Full of expectation. They're not going to smell like the kitchen after you cook curry the night before. Some of you don't cook curry the night before, so you wouldn't know what that's like. But a sweet smell. Why? Because The Holy Spirit is not going to inspire anything within you that is sour.
That's true.
That's right.
Very good. Very good.
But only that which is sweet. Because everything about the Spirit is positive.
Yes.
So, what is Jesus saying through all these promises? That prayer always expects the positive result.
Come on.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Now, our problem very often is that when we pray, our focus is on the problem or the situation rather than on hearing God. So we start to tell him all about the situation, and he knows more about it than you do, actually. But you start telling him all about the situation, then you start telling him what he ought to do about it, and all the time he's saying, well, wait a minute, I know about the situation. If you only shut up and listen, I'll tell you what I'm going to do about it, then you can pray it into being. It makes prayer much more exciting.
Yes.
Because when prayer is effective, it gets exciting.
Yes.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Jesus also talks about perseverance in prayer. And actually, you can translate some of those words if you continue to ask, if you go on asking, if you persevere in your asking.
Yes.
Because God wants us to understand that the establishing of his will on earth is in the face of all the opposition and difficulties that are opposed to the purposes of God. So part of that prayer, Jesus says, is speaking to the mountains and commanding them to be moved. We're coming against the obstacles. We're shifting the obstacles. Now, He says that he will remove, or he tells us, remove the obstacles out of the way of my people.
Yes.
See, and that's what we're doing in prayer, not only moving the obstacles out of our way, but we're moving everything in the situations that we're praying for, all the obstacles to the will and purpose of God, we're shifting them out of the way.
Absolutely.
But what are we shifting them out of the way with? Not just with our words, but with his word. Because his word is like a hammer that breaks the rock. There's great power and authority in his word. Amen.
Yes.
I can see why God's laid this message on my heart this morning. You see what? God has been speaking to us about his love, hasn't he, his last few weeks. He's saying, now, come on, you've got to up the faith stakes.
Yes.
That's it.
Because anything that is not of faith is sin.
Yes.
The love without the faith isn't going to get the job done, see?
Yes.
Now, the faith without love is, you know, you're a crashing cymbal, clanging gong, or whatever. So it's got to be faith working through love, hasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's not love without the faith. We haven't got to be just sort of loving without believing.
Yes.
But we're expressing the faith in love.
Yes.
That's it.
Holy Spirit, do a number on them, please. Yes?
Yes.
So that means that when we pray, we listen, but having heard and agreeing with what we've heard, we're on a winner every time. You've heard me say how, you know, when I used to have a team, I had a sort of set team, mission team. When we had the full mission team, we were going out to do a mission or a crusade. There were 17 in the team, including all the musicians, the sound people, and everything else. But you see, before a meeting, we would pray. Well, we would normally pray for 2 hours. The first hour was just with the Lord. We weren't allowed to pray for the meeting. You weren't allowed to pray for the people. You weren't allowed to pray for what was going to happen. It was just being one with the Lord, worshiping Him, listening to Him, getting in line with what He said. Then when we came to pray for the meeting, we were praying what He was revealing. We were praying into being what He said He would do. And the prayer was so effective because by that time there was agreement between us. And because I was leading the show, I would actually say, right, I believe that so-and-so and so-and-so. And then there would be an agreement. If anybody couldn't agree, they would say so. I'm not in that place of faith. And then we'd pray for that person to come into that place of faith. So, you know, the Lord might say to us, well, believe that 150 will come into the kingdom tonight. So we would pray and believe, and we would know. We would actually know because the initiative came from God. Right, 150 are going to come to the Lord tonight. Come on. We never asked anybody for money. We just prayed and believed. But, of course, in those things we had an offering because it costs money to put on all these big events, and God would even tell us what to believe would be in the offering. And so I'd say, right, we believe, you know, tonight the Lord will supply whatever it is, 4,000, 5,000 pounds or whatever. And whatever we believed would be in the offering.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, without fail. Why? Because the initiative came from God. I'm just using this as an illustration for you.
Very good. Very good.
And we spent time coming into that place of agreement. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes that was an easy thing. Sometimes it took a bit longer. Especially when God was putting a big challenge before us. Something that was outside of the ordinary. Well, I mean, it was all extraordinary, but more extraordinary than the usual extraordinary. Because that then was a challenge to some people. Can I really believe that? Because it wasn't just a question of somebody saying amen to the prayer of someone else. That's not faith. But of being in the place of faith where that is your expectation, just as it is the expectation of others. See, if two of you agree concerning anything, both have the same expectation. That's the point. Both know what is going to happen. And you see, if you take all these prayer promises together, you can see that what Jesus is really saying is what we read in Hebrews, that faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. You see, when you pray, you are sure and you are certain of the outcome. Why? Because you got the prayer in the first place from the Spirit of God. And He does not deceive. Okay, now, I'm just talking about a particular situation. That doesn't mean we have to pray for 2 hours. every time we need to believe God to do anything. I was just explaining how that worked out in practice. But you see, it is important, isn't it, whenever we are praying, that we are listening first. That we don't ask God to listen to us first, but we're listening to Him first. Amen. We become listening people. I began listening pretty early this morning because I needed to really be at one with Him before I bring this message. It's true whenever I do the keynote or anything else, come to that. But it's always important, okay, Lord, if this is really a keynote, a key message, what do you want to say this morning? So all we've got to do is respond to what He says.
That's it, absolutely.
We've just got to put it into action. And you see, the more, and here, you've got such a wonderful opportunity. I mean, here you can be tuned in, listening to God all day long, one way or another, listening to Him in the lectures, listening to Him. I mean, you're surrounded by the voice of God. All this opportunity to read the Word, you've got opportunity to pray. It's the early morning communion, there's your own prayer times you can have, yes, the 8 o'clocks every day. I mean, come on. Yeah. Won't be like that when you've left college. You won't necessarily have all that time and opportunity. But it's wonderful, you see, to have this opportunity to get these principles into your heart and life.
Come on.
So that you become a listening person. Because a praying person, you know, an effective praying person is a listening person.
Yes.
And just remember, He not only wants to speak to you, all the time He is speaking to you. Okay, look, understand this. God is not silent because His Word is eternal. His Spirit is the voice of God to you. When you sit down to pray and to listen to God, He doesn't suddenly decide to speak to you. He's been speaking to you even before you shut up, sit down and listen. You happen to stop and you are still and you listen to what He's saying. He doesn't say, "All right, now, are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin." He's talking all the time. You know, if I wake up in the early morning, which is usual, and God says, you know, "I'm waiting for you." See, I haven't started to listen. He's just saying, "I'm waiting for you." So I'm out of bed and downstairs because He's already speaking. He's already ready to speak. I haven't got to say, "Oh, God, oh, Lord, I'm here now. Speak to me." You know, and you sit there and fall asleep and wonder why you bother to get up. I mean, it's not like that.
That's it.
But He is always speaking to you. You can walk along. You can just, you know, walk along the road and have a prayer walk. And He will speak, and you can speak to Him, and He will speak to you, and you can speak to Him. You can be driving your car or doing whatever, and he will speak. And you can speak to him, and he will speak to you. I mean, goodness me, this shouldn't be too extraordinary if he's living in you.
Yes.
I mean, if he's living in you, you don't have to switch him on at prayer time. This is your time, Jesus. Make the most of it, because I'm not going to listen for the rest of the day. Hello? We've just got to understand that prayer is relationship. And this is why he's saying, you see, if you live in me and my words live in you. Not just, you know, you sort of remember them for half an hour because it's prayer time. No, prayer is this ongoing activity, ongoing relationship. And it's a relationship of faith in love. This is how Jesus lived. So when the needs arose during the daytime, somebody came to him for healing, he didn't have to go away and have a prayer meeting. He was ready. He was in listening mode, you know, because he only did what he saw the Father doing. So he was listening, you know. He was ready. See? And you need to be like that. Yes, ready for whatever crops up. Yeah, we're ready. We can look at this with faith. We don't have to moan. We don't have to grumble. We don't have to complain. Why have you let that happen to me? No, 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 no. We are masters of the situation.
Come on, man.
Yes.
Because Jesus is our Lord, and we are in him, and he is in us.
That's true.
And whatever happens to us, we are overcomers.
Come on,
man. Right? And if God has allowed something for us to overcome, praise God, he's going to be glorified in the overcoming of it.
Yes.
You know, we would much rather not have any problems, wouldn't we? But the thing is, you would never become a person of faith if you didn't have problems to overcome. That's another one. Hallelujah. Praise God. Pennies dropping here and there. Ding! Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Have pennies dropped all over the place? You know what that means? Some of you come from yonder shores. It means you suddenly get it. Click. Ding! Yes! Revelation has happened. Amen.
Come on, amen. Hallelujah.
So are we ready for some victory this morning?
Yes.
So all we got to do is listen and live. Oh, somebody wrote a good book called that. I have to read it sometime. Okay, let's all stand, shall we? Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Come on. Just shake off all those cobwebs. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. We praise you, we bless you, we exalt you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Poralama satabari eleta bakarazita risanduma. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Poparazada bazitu risatari eleta bakarazinuma. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We bless you. We exalt you. We glorify your name.
Hallelujah. These things you have spoken to us, that your joy may be in us and our joy may be full. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Come on, rejoice in the Lord. Just rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. I bless you. I thank you. I glory in your name. Wonderful, 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 Lord. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Okay, now, I want you to repeat these things after me, not like a parrot, but because you're going to speak the response to these promises over your own life. So we begin. Whatever I ask in your name. Okay, we'll start that again so everyone can say it. Because everybody needs to say these things, right? Whatever I ask in your name. You will do it. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. Okay, next one. If I ask anything in your name, you will do it. If I abide in you, and your words abide in me, whatever I ask, whatever I wish, shall be done for me. Hallelujah. If I ask anything of the Father, he will give it to me in the name of Jesus. When I ask, I will receive that my joy may be full. Hallelujah. Whatever I ask in prayer, when I believe I have received it, it will be mine. When I ask, it will be given me. When I agree with one other person on earth about anything I ask, it will be done for me by my Father in heaven. Wow. Whatever I ask in prayer, I will receive because I believe. Come on, let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, paparazata pare eletto bacalazito di satuba. Oh, paparazata pare eletto bacalazito di sandama. Paparazata pare eletto bacalazito di sanduba. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Puralabazata pare eletto bacalazito di satuba. Paparazata pare eletto bacalazito di sandama. Now, just thank the Lord that as this term, he's been making you a person of love, so he's also going to make you a person of faith. You know, the scripture says that we're to come before him with boldness of faith, with confidence, with boldness of faith. You're going to become very bold. Come on, just thank the Lord. You're going to become very bold in your faith. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I'm going to be bold. I'm not going to be intimidated. I'm not going to be frightened. I'm not going to be afraid. I'm not going to back off. I'm going to be bold. I'm going to come right up against whatever comes against me. I'm going to overcome in your name. And I praise you, Lord. I bless you. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, God already this term has been talking to us about the importance of what we speak, of what we say, because we place our lives under the words that we speak. So we are speaking some positive stuff over your life this morning concerning prayer. But you see, you need to speak positive stuff over your life concerning everything. Whatever the Word of God says, you speak it over your life. You don't just read it. You don't think about it. You don't just meditate on it. You speak it over your life. And you actually, when you speak, you do actually need to speak. Speak means speak. Speak doesn't mean think, and it doesn't even mean mutter and murmur. It means speak. Speak it clearly. Speak it deliberately. Speak it intentionally. I'm placing my life under these words. Now, you see, when you hear from God, you pray what he says. You speak out and declare what he says over your life. It's all part of the process. It's not that there's, you know, confessing faith and prayer as two separate subjects. No, they're all part of the one subject of faith. You pray with faith, you speak with faith, then you act with faith. Amen? Because whatever is not of faith is sin. And you're not a sinner, you're a believer. Hallelujah. So you see, the only way to live a holy life is to keep speaking holiness over your life. Because in the natural, you are not holy. In the natural, there's nothing holy about you. But Christ is your holiness. So you keep on affirming, you keep on speaking who he is over your life. Amen? That's prayer. It's prayer. You see, you don't become holy by saying, oh, God, make me holy. No. But by keep affirming him, by keep speaking what he says in the scripture, Lord, you are my holiness. You are my righteousness. You are my redemption. You are my wisdom from God. I speak it over my life today. You are my holiness today. You are my righteousness today. You are my redemption today. You see, it's prayer. It's prayer and it's faith, but it's not just talking to God. It's talking over your life. It's talking to the situation. And when the problems come, Jesus says, speak to the mountain, command them to move. Why? That's not just, oh, suddenly I've got to say something. No, you're speaking all the time. You're speaking over your life. You're speaking to your situation. You're telling the problems where to go, right? Into the sea so they sink without trace. Listen to me. Problems don't float on the surface of the water. When Jesus says, cast them into the sea, he says the sea, not into the duck pond. because the duck pond isn't very deep, but the sea is deep, and you will lose all sight of those mountains that you cast into the sea. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, do some mountain moving now. Just talk to those things. Say, get out of my life. Get moved into the sea. Sink without trace. You've got no part. You've got no place in my life. And then speak the goodness of God over your life. Come on. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Speak what he says. Not what the problem says. Speak what he says. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The Holy Spirit will show you what to say. The Holy Spirit will show you what to say. Just speak those words the Spirit gives you to speak. Come on, this is freedom. This is freedom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Paparazata pakarazata pakarazito pa. Paparazata parialeto pakarazito di sandoma. Paparazata parialeto pakarazito pa. Yeah, it's good to pray in tongues as well because that's the Spirit. We pray with the Spirit, we pray with the mind also. Now, I just believe God is saying at this moment, there are some of you that have been waiting for God to do something, and God is saying to you, I've been waiting for you to believe I've done it. I've been waiting for you to believe I've done it. Because whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it. So why don't you just thank the Lord now that he's done it? Oh, rasatapara zatapara toba. Oh, ratapara zatapara leto bakala zitaba. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We know, Lord, that if it's in your word, you want to see that word outworked in our lives. You want those words living in us, abiding in us. Praise your holy name. Oh, we exalt you, Lord. We praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Puparazata parazata baya. Now, thank you, Lord, we have the mind of Christ. Thank you that when we talk with our brothers and sisters, we can come to that agreement of faith, any two of us. And Lord, we just pray that we're going to see this increasingly outwork, that we'll just get together in our twos and threes because you're always there in the midst of us. And you will speak, you will guide the prayer, you will bring us to that agreement of faith, and we will know that it's a done deal. Praise you, Jesus. What a great and mighty God. Oh, what a great and mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you happy? Because he said, these things, you know, he will give you whatever you ask, that your joy may be full. You see, I mean, you want your prayers answered, don't you? See? Gives you joy. Come on, let's just thank the Lord. Hallelujah! Praise you, Jesus. Bless you, bless you, bless you, Lord. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Jesus. Wow! What a God! What a God! What a God! What a God! Hallelujah. Listen, I tell you, the key to all this, out of all I said, the key
is just to believe that scripture that he has lavished his grace upon you together with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. So for this morning, the key thing is he has lavished his faith upon you. Right? You have his faith. Now, so far, you've been trying to operate with your faith. Has anybody made the leap this morning from your faith to his faith? Right? Can you see? It's not a big journey. It's just a step. You take a step out of your faith into his faith. Right now, Lord, I live with your faith. When I pray, it's with your faith. When I speak, it's with your faith. When I act, it's with your faith. And who knows, his faith always works. Your faith didn't always work, but his faith always works. Can we thank the Lord? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the precious gift of your faith. Bless your holy name. And all God's people said,
amen.
Oh, you can do better than that. All God's people said,
amen.
Hallelujah. Have a wonderful, faith-filled day. That's the same as saying, have a wonderful Jesus-filled day.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.